This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ed in New York, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's up, brother? How are you?
Hey, Eddie.
Hey, I've got a question on the Jets. You know, we've been waiting for our franchise quarterback for years. Whether he is or he isn't, we don't know. But there's a lot of other things to build around. You know, we got $90 million under the cap. We know we need a pass rusher, a star wide receiver, two offensive linemen. How would you approach, if you were the GM of the Jets, how would you approach it between free agency and the draft? That's what I'm wondering.
Well, I think they have to do all things. I think they have to do both. I think they have to do better at the draft, and I think they've actually been getting better at the draft, if you ask me. I mean, I think the team has some guys, in my opinion, that are talented that have become, you know, players. I think Adams is one of them, and I think that they had a pass rusher. They got rid of him. You know, it was Muhammad Wilkerson. They got rid of that guy. They had one, and they didn't want to pay him, apparently, because he's gone. So they have to do at the draft. I think they've done okay with the draft. You can't deny some of the players they got. Darnold is obviously the future at quarterback. They didn't draft him to, like, you know, mess around. That's their guy. This is not Hackenberg. This is not Bryce Petty. This is not any of those guys, for that matter. This guy's better than all of them. And he's got a great arm. He's got definite, you know, baby steps. He's got to deal with some things. He's doing the same thing he did at USC, making stupid passes lately. But he's got the goods for sure. And I think that, you know, you got the quarterback now. It seems like they have a decent running game. It's decent. I like their receivers. They're decent. I think they got to work on their defense, and I think they got to work on things like that, special teams defense, a blitz, a pass rush, and a secondary, and they got that going, I think, with Adams back there. They got talent, so it's not like they can't build off of what they have. I think they do. I think one of their problems is, I hate to say it, is you know, the Bowles thing for me is end of the road. I think he's had his chance, and it's just stale bread. I mean, the guy has been there long enough. Mafia, that's your team. You tell me. He's been there long enough. If you ask me, he's proven that he can't get it done. What they need, I hate to say it again, is another big-name coach. I know that you may not like that theory, but they've gone with all these other guys. That's not working. I think they have to get back to the, you know, Parcells-type guy, where they get a guy that's a badass that could, you know, handle New York the way Parcells did. You know, they miss a guy like that badly, and that's why I think they went for Belichick back in the day, right? They wanted that big-name coach, and it seems to me like they've had a lot of average coaches besides Parcells.
Yeah, they have. I mean, and it's probably going to be the end of the line for Bowles, and, you know, he's a defensive guy, and the defense hasn't lived up to it, and they just haven't had the success the last couple of years. They got to bring in someone who's going to be offensive, who's going to, you know, try to show Sam Darnold the way. They probably should have gotten rid of Bowles last year. I mean, to bring in this kid and have him go for a year under this regime, and then once he starts to learn it, once he starts to get it, say, okay, well, forget it now. Someone else is going to come in here and teach you something completely different. It's just not great for the development of a young quarterback, but that's the gamble they took, that the team would get better and they could keep balls around and that they could just put a Band-Aid on it by changing offensive coordinators, and that's not the way it's worked. So they're going to clean house again. They're going to keep some of those young pieces, and they got to build upon them now. We'll see what they do, you know, getting star wide receiver maybe or star running back and then try to get that pass rush going. You got May and Adams in the – defensive backfield, maybe pick up another young corner. They'll build one way or another, but there's going to be wholesale changes up top for sure.
Yeah, I think they're – do you like Claiborne? Do you like him?
He's been doing well for them. I mean, the Jets were spoiled for a long time when you had your boy Revis Allen there to have such a lockdown corner of him, and then Cromartie, you know, on the other side. You had such an easy time sending all out blitzes because you had those two guys locking down the outside.
Now they have Shepard and Williams on the outsides, and they aren't doing it.
No, they're not doing it. They really need to improve upon that again. They tried that with a few draft picks that just haven't panned out over the years. You got the hard-hitting safeties now. They got to get the guys to lock down corner and, you know, let your pass rush do a little more with the blitzes if you don't have the big, you know, guy like Muhammad Wilkerson or Richardson or some of these other guys that they got rid of to try to break through the line. Well, then you need to get the outside help that could keep things locked down there.
I mean, honestly, what were they thinking? That guy was an animal. He was an animal. I would have, like, and what, they didn't like his off-field or they didn't like his attitude. What was it about him they didn't like?
I think Richardson was more the off-field stuff and the trouble stuff, and then
who
Wilkerson
cares,
they didn't want to pay
man.
Him.
He's an
he
animal.
Break down soon.
He was an animal. I want guys like that going after quarterbacks, if you ask me. Now, Robbie Anderson's injured, I guess. I don't know what his deal is. Anunua's got an ankle. Anderson's an ankle as well. Both of them an ankle. So when those guys aren't on the field, they're not good. Darnold's,
especially Anunua. Anunua's been his safety valve. That's the one he's feeling. You know, he's felt most comfortable with all year. When he hasn't been there, it's shown. That's when he has his worst games, when Anunua's not on
so
the field.
So is McCown? McCown's going to play in this game against Buffalo.
Play. He'll be the starter this week.
I actually think he'll do fine.
He will. He was great last year. I mean, I was surprised that they gave the job to Darnold right out of the gates. I thought that they were going to make him sit and learn behind McCown for at least half the season, but he played well in the preseason, so they just gave it right to him without McCown even taking a preseason snap. So he's a vet. He's a, you know, a strong guy. He knows what he's doing. He's not going to throw the ball away. He'll be fine.
Do you think Bates is a good coordinator? Or you just said, because you got, if you're going to make him the coordinator, you got to give him a chance. You can't give him 8 games and then fire him.
I mean, the offense has had its problems rolling. There's been games that they've just lighted up. There's games that disappear. So their inconsistency's been there. But is the inconsistency on him, or is it on the young quarterback making mistakes? Is it on the fact that your offensive line lets guys through? There's so many different moving pieces of why their offense isn't going at times. I can't put it all on him. But there's been a lot of times that I just get so frustrated with the lack of creativity.
Did you
where
see,
it's just screen pass.
I know, but did you see that Jermaine Kearse said one of the things, the difference between McCown and Darnold is he doesn't pick up the reads quick enough.
Yeah.
He said he's young. He said the other guy picks it up better because he's been in the league longer.
Yeah, McCown's 39.
Well, that's my point. Like, they can't give him tough. It seems to me that Darnold isn't getting the – they don't let him do anything complex. They don't let him do anything.
No, it's basic, simple. Screen passes out of the backfield.
Then you should be losing.
Yeah, it's just a waste. They're not taking any chances whatsoever. They're trying to, wrap him in bubble wrap to protect his ego and not let him matter out.
I mean, that's the thing.
I mean, how many times have Robbie Anderson's actually played? I know he's been banged up throughout the year, but there's games that he's in there and he doesn't get like a single ball thrown to him deep. You don't try it at all to stretch the defense. Why don't they then pack it in?
Jermaine Johnson's been out 5 games with a quad. He's coming back. He's another one in their secondary, correct?
He is, yes. He's been one of their better secondary players.
How excited are you that we just spent like 10 minutes talking about the Jets?
More excited than I'm probably going to be about that terrible game between my terrible team and Carver's terrible team.
Oh, my God.
I've said it all week. If the Jets lose to the Bills on Sunday, they should fire Bowles right there on the field. He shouldn't even be allowed to be the coach anymore. That's how embarrassing it would be. Because Peterman's going to play.
Peterman's going to
go. They could sell you all this that they want, that Allen's, Josh Allen, maybe. They got a bye. They're going to wait till after the bye. Peterman's, and Anderson's already been ruled out.
Right.
Which means Peterman's going to play.
Which means
if the Jets lose that game, that guy should be fired right there on the spot.
Now, is there any way, I'm just going to throw this out there, is there any way at all that the guy who has been just absolutely vilified and just tortured and tormented by the public and the media, like Peterman has, he's hearing voices in his sleep. He can't even sleep. He can't even eat. He's irregular. But I have to say, is there any chance at all that he could, on the road at MetLife, that he could actually have a decent game?
No.
Zero chance. Well, we'll remember you said that in case
that's fine.
A miracle happens. Because I could be shouting to you on Twitter, as I've been known to do, when the vaunted Peterman plus side comes out. When he has like a nice pass or a touchdown or a bomb or something big happens, like the snow pass. He could maybe have one of those moments, those brief interruptions of failure to have success, Carver High.
I guess anything could happen, but it would be a miracle, that's for sure.
It would be a miracle. I'll be in touch with you on that.
They could win a 6-3 game. I mean, maybe. I guess maybe they could win a 6-3 game.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.